ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Peace and blessings be upon you, dear listeners of RIB English Radio. We are here with the program Bridge, talking about the book Sahifa Sajjadiyah, the legacy of Imam Zainul Abidin, our respected and beloved fourth Imam. Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam was widely respected by many, both Shia and Sunni authorities. Perhaps the most eloquent testimony to his exalted position is the famous piece of poetry composed in his praise by Farazdaq, an eminent poet of his time. In it, Farazdaq refers to the occasion when Caliph Hashim Abd al-Malik was overshadowed by the respect which the people showed towards the great grandson of the Prophet. And consider, this is happening in the time where the respect for the progeny of Rasulullah was in a big decline after the tragedy of Karbala. So the work of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam to revive that status was a very big input. It's been said that once people showed a big or a great deal of respect towards Imam Zainul Abidin, it was at the time of the Hajj when both of them were trying to reach through the crowds around the Kaaba to get to the black stone, Hajar al-Aswad. The people gave way to Zainul Abidin alayhi salam while the caliph struggled desperately. This deeply offended the caliph, and in sarcastic tone, he inquired. He asked, who is that person that had been there and to whom the people had shown such preference and respect? Farazdaq, who was present at the scene, thereupon composed a piece of poetry and recited it. Let's take a break and come back so that we can go and see what Farazdaq said.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana.
You back again. Farazdaq was there at the scene when people showed a lot of respect and opened up the way for Imam Zainul Abidin to move forward, to proceed to get closer to the Kaaba and touch Hajar al-Aswad, the black stone. And this self-claimed caliph was inquiring in a sarcastic way, who is that person? And Farazdaq started addressing himself to Hashim. It's worth quoting a few lines from this piece of poetry, a masterpiece, not only of Farazdaq's output, but of Arabic literature in general. I skip reading the Arabic part. It says, it is someone whose footsteps are known by every place, talking about Imam Zainul Abidin. And it is he who is known to the Bayt in Mecca, the most frequented sanctuary. It is He who is the Son of the best of all men of Allah, and it is He who is the most pious and devout, the purest and most unstained, the chastest and the most righteous, a symbol of Islam. And then he says, this is Ali ibn al-Husayn, whose parent is the Prophet. This is the son of Fatima. If you do not know who he is, whosoever recognizes his, Allah knows also the primacy and superiority of this man, because the religion has reached the nations through this house, or through his house. So this is the status of Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam, without any material power, without having to sit on a throne, without having a castle, a government, people. They were governing over the hearts of the people. And leaving us with Sahifa Sajjadiyah, this beautiful and rich legacy, it is such a sad reality that we abandon this legacy. If any other sect in Islam had Sahifa Sajjadiyah, if any other sect in the religion of Islam had such access to Sahifa Sajjadiyah, would they abandon it, or would they make it a flag and show it to the world? So Imam alayhi salam, in the ninth dua that we talked about, starts his dua with salawat, the praise and the prayer to send blessings and peace to the Holy Prophet and his pure progeny. Inshallah, we'll take a break and come back.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
We're back, folks, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alih, to revive the status of the Holy Prophet and the pure progeny at the point of time where this status was severely under bombardment and attack of the media of the time. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alih, wa sayyirna ila mahbubika min at-tawbah. How beautifully Imam starts this dua. Make us go to the repentance that thou lovest. Make us to go to the repentance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the most. That by tawbah we can seek, or we can express, or we can prove that we truly love Allah. If you love someone in the worldly life, if you make a mistake, if you offend them, if you oppress them, if you go against their preferences, what do? You seek forgiveness, you get them a gift, you try to please them. And therefore, the way to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is tawbah, repentance. What does tawbah mean? Repentance is returning. In fact, it's U-turning. Why? Because we are supposed to be submitted to the commands of Allah. We have to only accept the authority of Allah, no one else. No one else deserves obedience. No one else deserves being a servant of. By sinning, what do we exactly do? By sinning, we are in fact, in practice, rejecting the wilayah of Allah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us other way or otherwise. By sinning, that means we are accepting the authority of our nafs or the authority of shaitan, whichever of the both, it is authority of taghut. Anyone other than Allah is taghut. So by sinning, we are accepting the authority of taghut. Repentance means what? Repentance means returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reversing the action that we did in the authority of other than Allah towards redoing it under the authority of Allah. It's all about wilayah. So, inshallah, we'll catch up on this in the next session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mahdi in the program Bridge on RIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواه از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد